Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at the number 4, the letter U, betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have faith.
All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. How's everybody doing that's tuned in so far tonight? We'd like to say welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Elder Richard Lee Taylor IV. I'm your host. And I'd like to say on behalf of Bishop Omar Zachary and his lovely wife, Lady Zachary, and our panel, we'd like to say welcome to another night of Praise Tabernacle Bible Study, Tuesday night Bible study. We'd like to say welcome, 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 and thank everybody that has tuned in so far, and then everyone that will tune in a little later on. So we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, we have another dynamic Bible study tonight moving forward. We just like to say, you know, we want everybody to enjoy it. We want everybody to take down notes. And I wish it was really some kind of way that you could ask questions to the panel, but we're working on that. We're trying to see if we can get that, some kind of way we can get that worked out where people can ask questions throughout the Bible study. But we as a panel, we try to ask questions and talk about certain things that's being taught by the teacher, and hopefully that can answer some of the questions that some of the people may have that's tuned in and listening. Wherever you're tuned in from, whether it be Germany, Jamaica, wherever you are here in the United States, all of our Praise Tabernacle Church members that tune in every Tuesday, we'd like to say thank you for tuning in. And just anyone that's tuned in, we want to thank God for you and pray that the Lord continue to bless you and that you will always learn something. If it's just one little thing, that you always take away something that you can use in your walk with the Lord because you listen to Praise Tabernacle Bible Study. And tonight we got a dynamic teacher again. We got one of our ministers that's going to bring the word forth tonight, and that would be in the name of Minister Tolbert. And I'm going to let him tell you the scriptures he's going to use tonight. And just be tentative, and like I said, take notes, and we as a panel will try to ask questions that we might think that, you know, some of the people that are listening might would like to know or ask, or if it's just something that we need to input or something that we need to know as a panel. So I want to thank all my panel members. I don't know who's all on just yet, but Evangelist Stanton, I'd like to thank her, our very own Elder Victor Bluett, Elder Oliver, Evangelist Ricky Bluett. Just want to thank you guys for tuning in, and hopefully you're on myself, Minister Tolbert, we're all panel members and members of Praise Tabernacle Church. And again, we're one time we're going to surprise some people. We're going to have our pastor on, Bishop Omar Zachary. We're going to have him on, just listening and kind of chiming in a little bit and surprise some people. So, well, without further ado, we will turn it over to our very own Minister Tolbert. Minister Tolbert, it is yours.
All right. Thank you, Elder Tedder. Thank you for setting the tone on tonight. Thank you for everyone listening on tonight. Just pray that everyone gets something on tonight. And we'll be coming from Matthew 6, verses 1 through 15. Again, we'll be coming from Matthew 6, verses 1 through 15. And we'll be teaching on the topic tonight, true saints have true religion. Again, from the topic, true saints have true religion. Today, we're going to talk about a few things that Jesus said about religion and prayer. True religion takes devotion and faithfulness. True religion is a lifestyle and takes a major change to keep. True religion depends on your belief. True saints believe in Jesus and will follow him till death. True saints have true religion. Amen. Verse 1. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. First off, let's start by identifying what alms mean. Alms, meaning money, food, or other donations given to the poor or needy, or basically anything given to charity. With that being said, no need to help someone if you're just going to put them on blast or and put the spotlight onto you. When we give, we are to give freely and not to have a hidden agenda. We should look out and not look for attention from others afterwards. So we're supposed to look out, but we're not supposed to seek that attention afterwards. If the person that you help wants to tell everyone, then that's fine. But not the helper. You're not supposed to do that if you're the person that's actually helping. Amen. Verse 2, therefore, when thou doest thy alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. So this is going back to exactly what I just said. When we open our mouths to speak on the help that we gave to others, we messed up ourselves. Because that glory or the response that we get from helping, that's your reward. Now you're going to look and sound good in the sight of man, but not realizing that you really just missed out on your blessings from God. That's what we're saying here from verse 2. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of me. And verily I say unto you, they have their reward. So when you do stuff like that, you mess things up. Before I go any further, I have no notes. Any panel members want to say anything?
No, those are good points. It sounds good. You sound a little distorted for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know if Elder Oliver can try to fix that or not. But just go ahead and keep on going, brother.
Okay, no problem.
Sound any better?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we'll keep going from here. All right.
That's a lot better.
Thank you. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Amen. Now that blessing that you could have from God has been replaced with that acknowledgement or recognition that you get from the people. So you're kind of messing yourself up when you broadcast right. what you've done versus sitting back and giving God that glory. Now ask yourself, right. is it worth it? I mean, is it worth bragging and you get all the glory versus leaving that to God? Because if you did it all, then what did God do? Shall a man rob God? Are you going to rob God of his glory? We got to be better examples as Christians, because true saints have true religion. Verse 3, but when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Verse 4, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Amen. The best thing that we can do is help someone and keep it moving silently, because we have a choice. We can help someone and broadcast it and not get a reward from God, or we can help someone in secret or quietly and have God bless us in front of everyone.
Right.
And I don't know about you, but I would rather get that blessing from the Lord. The Lord knows
right.
what I want and what I need, and has right. the power and authority to provide this.
That's right. That's good.
Amen.
That's
anybody
right.
got anything before I go forward?
I just agree with you. I mean, I totally agree with you, because what we do in secret for people, it don't need to be broadcasted, you know, around. We don't need to call the other elders up or the other preachers up and say, man, you know what I did for Evangelist Stanton? Guess what I just did for her? We don't need to do that. Because like
right.
you said, then where is the glory coming from that God gave you the ability to do that? You know, he should be getting all the glory. And it shouldn't even be spoken about, you know, unless the person that you're helping or the person that you're being a blessing to, unless they want to speak on it. And then you allow them to speak on it. Because like the scripture just said, what we do in secret, he will reward us openly. And nobody
openly.
Can reward you like nobody can reward you like the Lord can. Nobody. Nobody. Now, one person in this world can reward us as saints of God like he can. So I'm with you, Mr. Tobin. I'd rather be rewarded by the Lord. And if the person that you're helping later on down the line, when they get good or they get straight or whatever their situation was, and they want to be a blessing back to you, then that's fine too. You know?
That's right.
So. That's good.
Thank you. Thank you, Elder Taylor. Anybody else got anything before I go forward? Amen. All right. Verse 4, and we're going to go into verse 5. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Now that Jesus is addressing praying out in the open for people to see, and for example, for them to say like, oh, man, that man really knows how to pray. That's what people are doing. You're seeking that attention when you're praying
right.
and doing different things in the open. So this means that you're just religious. You're doing these things just out of fashion or tradition, and rather than for its original purpose, its true purpose. So you're not trying to actually build a connection with God and things like that. You're trying to be seen of men. Some things people do out of repetition and not out of the connection. People like that may look like they got it all together, but really they aren't even truly connected to God. It just looks that way. So
yeah.
You got to be careful, because there are some people that seek that attention. And that's what he's talking about versus seeking God's face and having a connection with God. They just want to do this in front of everybody else and think that that's
yeah.
fine, because you're trying to put on a show versus having a connection.
That's right.
That's right. See, a real Christian knows that when it comes down to it, hey man, when it's time to pray, I may have to get away from everyone. I may have to get away from all the distractions so that I can focus and give God my undivided attention. So, for example, no parent wants to have their child to be distracted during a serious conversation. Likewise, God doesn't want his children, the saints, to be distracted during prayer, which is just a serious conversation with God. See, true saints
right.
have true religion. So when you're in that process, when you're in that mode, you're taking that serious and that connection with God seriously. You're not trying to do it and put on a front and put on a show in front of everybody else, because it's not about everybody else. It's about this connection that you have with God.
So
Amen.
True. So true. Amen.
Amen. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Verse 6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter in thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which is in secret, shall reward thee openly. Jesus is saying we got to get away from everything and pray sometimes, just like Jesus did it himself. He went to the mountains to pray. And Jesus is our perfect
right.
example. So if he did it, then we got to do it. We must follow in his footsteps. So we have to remove ourselves from the distraction to be able to pray sometimes. Sometimes it's just about getting that connection with God. Amen. Anything
yes.
on that from anyone before I go further?
I mean, I think that's what it should always be about.
Right.
Getting a connection with the Lord.
Right.
Staying in tune with what the Spirit is saying to us so that we can speak it correctly to whomever needs to hear it, and that we get it right, you know. So there are times where we have to get away and get into our closet and get away from the distractions that, you know, will have us sideways sometime, you know. So what you're saying is so very true, brother, and we just got to maintain it. You know, when the Lord speaks to us. And a lot of times, that's why I said the Holy Ghost will teach us, you know, because the Holy Ghost will get in tune with the Spirit of the Lord, you know, and in turn will teach us, you know. And because I'm not, you know, I'm probably the last person that's ever worried about seeking the glory for man. You know,
right.
because, you know, you like the recognition from time to time. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying. You like people to recognize the work that you do, you know. But to give you glory and, you know, and all that kind of stuff, that's what we should be doing. You know, and when we pray, you know, we ain't got to be standing in the middle of the church dominating the prayer, letting everybody hear only our voice. Our voice is the only one that's dominating. Now, there may be a time for that, where there's something particular going on, but that's not something that's done all the time. You know, and so this is good stuff what you're talking about, man, tonight. You know, I don't know how many people really discuss this. I haven't heard it a lot. I've heard it before, but I haven't heard it a lot. So this is good stuff.
All right. I appreciate it, Elder. And one thing that I want to say to the people listening, if you look over these scriptures, if you look at the ending of verse 2, verse 4, verse 5, and 6, and how it just ends with, "Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." And, you know, it talks about seeking the Father in secret, right? Okay, notice that throughout these last few scriptures, it's saying that basically God will bless us for just doing right and not seeking attention. This to me means that we should not always seek attention, because that could be our only reward, is the attention, instead of getting our blessing from God. So if we look at the end of verse 4 and what I just read in verse 6, "But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, prayest to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which is in secret, Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." So you're not seeking the attention if you're going away versus, you know, being in the face of everyone else. So you'll get that blessing because you're not seeking the attention of man, but you end up getting the attention of God, and he'll bless you for it. So that's just a lesson for us to learn. Don't worry about putting on a show for other people. You know, worry about building your connection with God, because he's the one that's truly going to bless you. You know, man mm-hmm. can only do so much for you. Man can only help you to a certain degree and only do so much for you. But God has so much more to offer for you as a reward just for building a connection with him and being true with him and seeking his faith. So just always remember that that's the ultimate goal, is to build and establish a connection with God and not to have a connection with looking like we're Christians and looking like we got it all together in front of everybody else, because it's not about that. It don't matter if you look like you got it all together if you really don't have a connection with God, and if you think you really got it together, but at the end of the day, yeah. you die and go to hell. What is that going to help yeah. you? You never truly took the time to give your life to Christ and connect with Jesus, but you're just putting on the show. You know, we could mm-hmm. think about, not to go off subject, but you could think about so many others, whether it be people that are, you know, like how you had a lesson last week, Elder Taylor, when you talk about people that were doing those cults and stuff like that, right? So you think about right. they never had a true connection with God. Only thing they were doing was trying to put on a show in front of people, and they mm-hmm. got that attention from that. But they didn't get, you know, the rewards that a Christian would get. You know, you get what I'm saying? Right. A true Christian, a true believer right. having, you know, a true connection with God, you're not getting that reward right. because you're doing this mm-hmm. in front of people and you're using the name of God, you know. Like Elder mm-hmm. One of your favorite scriptures, I believe, I hear you talk about having the form of godliness but lacking right. the power thereof, right?
Denying
the power thereof, right? So you have mm-hmm. you look the part, right? But mm-hmm. you don't actually have the connection. You don't truly own the role. You're not really
right.
connected to God. So this is
right.
a lesson to actually be connected, and don't just look like it. Don't look good
right.
in front of people. You know what I mean? Just actually be who you say you are and what you present. If you present that you're going to be a Christian and truly be connected to God. Hey, man, that's all I'm saying. All
right. Right. That's right. You're so
verse,
right.
Verse, so do you?
Yeah,
so. You got something?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I didn't know if you had something. Go ahead, Elder.
Well, I was going to say, when my wife went upstairs and went to sleep before I did. I had some things to do downstairs. So when I got up there, she was listening to these very verses on Audible, right, on audio. Mm-hmm. And it just blows me away that you picked these to speak on this evening. But this was very, very good. On the subject of maturity, and not a novice or a beginner, but the subject of maturity, you know, the more that you study God's word, the more that you love him, the closer you get to God, the more you kind of step away from what you're teaching right now as far as wanting to be seen of men, which mm-hmm. is the reward that they did receive was the attention of men.
Right.
But the more you mature, the more you walk in this life, and the more you see needs of people that have needs and you meet those needs, the more mature you get, the less you pronounce it, the less you blurt it out, the less you even talk about it. And your reward, knowing and believing that God will reward us for doing it, but that's not why we do it, but we do it to just fulfill a need of somebody that had a need. And I think Elder Taylor, or you may have mentioned it earlier in your lesson about the person that you do bless, if they want to say something, you know, that's fine.
Right.
And if they don't
right.
say something, better, so that your
right.
name is not lifted, but the name of God is lifted up in their testimony, if they happen to give one. But a great lesson about humbleness and who we think we are, but a great step toward teaching us who we should be, Minister Tobit. I appreciate it.
No, thank you for that comment. Definitely pointed out a lot there. And I just thank God for you all definitely giving different input and insight because it's just refreshing to be able to make sure that we are all on the same page and learning as we go. And we have mm-hmm. to learn that you know, it's not about us, but it's about Jesus. And that's
right.
more
that's right.
directly related to the subject on today, not just the cliche version of it, but this supports that saying. So, you know, when we get to saying that it's not about us, about Jesus and stuff like that, this is what we mean, that we have to not worry about seeking the attention from men, but, you know, seeking the connection with God. So this helps to, you know, promote that saying, like, hey, make sure that you're focusing on God and not seeking the attention of men. All right. Verse 6, we're going to go down to 7. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Verse 8, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. Amen. The Lord is telling us not to overdo it in your prayer, basically. The heathens think, because I'm using all these big words and keep saying certain mm-hmm. things over and over, that this is going mm-hmm. to, you know, be
yeah.
heard, you know, that you're going to be heard by doing this. But Jesus is saying that you don't have to do all of that, because
right.
we serve a God that already knows what we need before we even
mm-hmm.
ask. So there's
mm-hmm.
no need to overdo it, right?
Right. Trying
so
to sound deep all the time.
Right, right. It, you know, you don't have to be like that. It's not robotic. You don't have to do that. You're supposed to, you know, if you look at praying as just a conversation with God, you know, then it makes it a lot easier. And you're not trying to force it or anything like that. I remember, just giving a quick testimony, I remember before when you know, I was just becoming a Christian and stuff like that, you know, you thought that it was like that, where you got to say big words, you got to say this, you got to say that, and things of that nature, but it's not like that. You know, you're having a conversation with God, and we'll get further down on, you know, because I'm going to how it's supposed to go later on in the scripture. But you're just having a conversation with God, and the moment that you realize it's just a conversation with God, and then you'll understand that God will give you what you need to say. You know what I mean? So you don't have to even worry about that. And I'm getting too far ahead, you know. But on my notes, I got, you know, you definitely don't want to do these things as far as showing off your praying skills in front of others. It's not about seeking that attention, showing that you can pray. It's not a competition. No one should try to be seen or try to do their best prayer and things of that nature in front of people, because it's not about that. It shouldn't be a competition amongst the saints. It don't work that way.
Right.
We're not supposed to pray just so that we can have a competition on who can pray the best. It's not about that. Amen. We have to understand that we don't have to always know exactly what we should pray for, because the Spirit of God will help us, is what I just said. And to back that up, Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself making intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. So,
yes, sir.
The Spirit of God is going to help you when you need to pray. Okay? So when you start to pray and you're being sincere, and the Holy Spirit will take over, because some things you'll get to praying and then you can't even realize what you know, can't even fathom what you just said, because that's the Spirit of God taking over in the midst of your prayer. Right. You know, you didn't even try to say all that. And then you look back over it and say, man, I can't believe that. Yeah, it wasn't you. The Holy Spirit then took over and been able to get in the midst of that prayer. And that's proof in the scripture.
Right.
Amen. And we have a foolproof support system as Christians. We just got to understand the support system. And the Holy Spirit is part of that support system. So when we think that we're praying and stuff like that, you want to try to overthink, you don't have to worry about that. Just start and let God finish the rest of it. Just open your mouth to have the conversation. Let the Holy Spirit take over in the conversation. Amen?
Yes, sir. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Anything before I go to verse 9, before we get into how it's supposed to go?
I'm not interrupting the way you're going.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay.
So.
All right, no problem. All right, so verse 9. In this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So this is what we call the Lord's Prayer, or really a model prayer, right? So when we pray, this is how you're supposed to have a similar format. This is what the Lord's Prayer is about. It's about teaching us how to pray, right? And it just points out certain things when you're supposed to pray. And I'm just going to bring up a few, and there may be others that the panel can bring up. This prayer starts with the acknowledgement of God and who he is, you know, thanking him for providing, asking for your request, and asking for forgiveness, then sealing it with amen. So kind of just throwing out different key points that you're supposed to have in prayer. Not that you have to, you know, say it exactly like this, verbatim, word for word, or anything like that, but you got to have certain, you know, key points. And this is the model prayer. when you pray, you know, supposed to have it in similarity to the Lord's Prayer. And that's what, you know, that's what the Lord's Prayer is about. That's what he was talking about on this. Anything from the panel on that?
Nope.
Yes, sir.
Good, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead, Elder Taylor.
No, I was just saying it sounds good. He can move right along. I don't have anything right now.
All right, so this particular prayer was the prayer that Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray when they asked him a question, to teach them how to pray like John, disciples,
right,
was teaching them. And this was, like you say, a model prayer, just an example on how to pray, right? So when we pray, and it's exactly how you say it, that if you really feel genuine in the praying for somebody, yourself, or anything for that matter, just start it off. I've been there. I have been in a situation where somebody asked me to pray, and this was a while back, to where that person that asked me, I had them in mind when I prayed, like in the flesh, for them to hear me say something about them, to lift them up. And I was wrong. And I remember that prayer I did for somebody that it didn't go right. Because I had them in mind instead of the Father in mind and asking prayer for them. So it's a great point you just made as far as just if somebody asks you to pray, just put God first in your prayer. And then God will lead you in prayer. You know, and even as you're teaching, like I used to teach Sunday school, sometimes I wouldn't know what I said, or I couldn't, and you're a witness of that, where I couldn't repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what just, right? So
right.
It's a difference in praying to satisfy men's ears, and there's a difference in praying to satisfy the ears of God and being very
right.
humble and asking for whatever you're asking for God, for that person or yourself. A great point you just made.
Agree. And I'm gonna piggyback off what you said. I'm gonna piggyback real quick. So for example, I've had situations where I'm supposed to pray for someone, but I kind of start off a certain way because I'm thinking about it so much, right? And I had certain words that I wanted to say and things of that nature, right? Because instead of me just leaning on God and just start the prayer, I want to make a point in a sense. You're not realizing this now, but you're doing it. You're trying to make a point that you know how to pray. Like, for example, when, you know, we don't have this going on in church now, but, you know, because of Corona a lot of time. But, you know, like the prayer lines and stuff like that. And you might ask somebody what they need prayer for and stuff like that, right? And then they tell you, and you already got in your mind, okay, I'm going to make sure that I say this, I say that. But you're not doing it in a sense to where you're trying to do it 100% the right way, meaning that you're just trying to open the conversation with God, but you're trying to make sure, hey, this person know that, hey, I can pray because I'm going to say this. And you're not supposed to approach it in that manner. You just go ahead and start. Now, the only thing that you got to make sure that you hit a point on is, you know, the request itself. Besides that, you don't need to try to focus on any certain type words or any certain type big things or whatever. You just go ahead and get started with the prayer and open up and talk about, you know, acknowledging the Father for who he is, and then, of course, sliding in your prayer requests and stuff like that. So it's not about focusing so far on the words and the idea of, you know, different things, because you don't want to get caught up in that and make sure that you're being, you know, sincere with what you're saying. So I know, Elder Teddy, you're about to say something. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say basically what you just said, you know, because what we do is, you know, we whoever we're praying for or praying with, you know, like you said, we try to make sure that they understand that we know what we're doing, okay, that we came to the right line instead of trusting the Lord. Instead of trusting the Lord to lead and guide you through the prayer for this person.
Right.
Because like the scripture says, he knows what we need, you know, He knows what that person you're praying for needs. You know, and he may know what they need more than they do. And so a lot of times they may not tell you everything, or they may not know exactly what they need. They just know they need something from the Lord. And the Lord may give it to you in spirit. You know, so that's why it's so sensitive. We have to be sensitive to the spirit of the Lord, of God, of Jesus, so that we can have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to us in regards to everything, you know, not just in prayer, not just in speaking, not just in teaching, but in everything, so that we can have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto us as individuals, so that we can speak it and be confident in speaking it, you know, and then give him the glory and not ourselves, you know. So I think that's key, and I think that's important for us to understand.
Agree. Thank you so much. Definitely very important for us. And I'm going to just read this, the Lord's Prayer again, and then I'm going to go into the last couple of scriptures. So, again, it's the Lord's Prayer, model prayer. And after this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power in the glory forever. Amen. Just a model prayer. You know what you're supposed to pray and how you're supposed to pray. Verse 14. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you. Neither will your Father forgive your trespass. Christians, we must learn to forgive. And I know that sometimes people can make that a lot harder than it needs to be, because some people will do the absolute most to you, but then ask for forgiveness or may not even acknowledge their wrongdoing. But either way, we have to forgive. Even if it's easier said than done, we still have to get it done. So it is extremely important that we understand the process of forgiveness and the power of forgiveness. You know, the process is we have to forgive those that we see every day that wrong us every day so that, you know, God can forgive us. You know, and there's plenty of scriptures on that as far as forgiveness, but the main thing is we have to forgive. You know, I believe one of the scriptures where I think it was Paul that asked how many times should we forgive, and, you know, Jesus responded, you know, 70 times 7, meaning that not that we're supposed to count the times that we forgive someone, but it's about continuously forgiving. Because the same way that people do stuff to us, we continue to do stuff to God when we don't pay attention, when we go out of line, when we sin and things of that nature, right? So we constantly need forgiveness. So we constantly need to forgive others. So it's in that same way. So when people do us wrong, we have to forgive, you know, and in maturity, understanding that we don't have to always try to put ourselves in certain situations with people. And what I mean by that is, you know, you can definitely forgive someone and you can definitely still be cordial and things of that nature. That don't mean that you got to continue to be my best friend. If you did some stuff that's not best friend worthy, you know, I can forgive you and stuff like that. The relationship might change. I definitely can forgive you. We can move forward, you know, and things of that nature. So there's nothing wrong with that, but understand that as Christians, we are to forgive,
And that could be a very hard thing depending on the severity of what was done to you. But it's in the word, we got to forgive.
That's right.
Anything on from the panel?
Yeah, because when Jesus was hanging on the cross, he asked the Father to forgive them. He said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. You know, and so that he proved it through the scriptures that forgiveness is key to our success and our walk with the Lord, you know, because those are still souls that can be lost, you know, and because we didn't give them a word. And whether they receive it or not, that will be on them. But if we give them a word, you know, then the Lord can deal with them about the word that we give them. So, and allow the Lord to take credit for all of that instead of us taking credit for ourselves. So, you know, that's just another way of looking at what you just said, I believe.
All right. Spot on. Go ahead, Elder.
And that's a good point Elder Taylor made about Jesus asking his Father to forgive them for they know not what they do. Had he not said that, his mission wouldn't have not been complete because he came to each and every one of us to be given by God himself. And that is why Jesus sits on the right hand of God making intercessions for us daily. Because God can turn at any minute. He don't have that, how can I put this? God does not have the patience of Jesus, if that makes any sense. Had he had the patience of his son, he would not have sent Jesus. But he sent Jesus to intercede for us on a daily basis. So Jesus had, even though he knew he was going to get crucified, spitted on, whipped, beaten by his own people. Even though he knew that, he still had to say, forgive them. Because had he not forgave them or asked for forgiveness for us, we would be in hell right now or headed toward hell regardless of what happens in our life. So, tonight,
without anybody giving God glory. Oh, I was just adding that then there would be nobody to give God glory but the angels in heaven. You know, there'd be nobody saying, Lord, Lord, you're the greatest king. Because if that's the case, if all humans died and went to hell, you know, there's no way we could, you know, remind God of how great he is. Only the angels could do it at that point, you know. I hope that makes sense to people, but, you know, because if Jesus wouldn't have done what he did, then, you know, like you said, Elder Blue, we all be headed to the lake of fire.
Well, the angels do it only because they were created to, but it was man that had to feel to do it and was more appreciated than the angels themselves. But on tonight, great lesson. I appreciate you, and I know everybody listening, appreciate you taking the time to study these scriptures. Teachers line upon line and precept upon precept, and upon the precepts, you even broke those down to today's style of living of how we live now. And I appreciate that. I learned a lot, and I can't wait to hear you when you come back on the board again. I appreciate your learning. I appreciate your teaching. Really do. Thank you.
Thank you, Elder. God be the glory. And, you know, I'm just going to read these out. And it's only one line to say, and that's it. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And then this all sums up tonight, understanding that as Christians, we have to forgive people regardless. We have to forgive them so that we can have God forgive us. And that's the way it goes as saints, and saints and true saints have true religion. So just remember that all of this, learning how to pray, how to forgive, making sure that you're not seeking the attention of men, but, you know, that you're seeking a connection with God, that's all ties into being a true saint and having true religion, having that example of what it is to truly be a Christian. So everything that we learned on tonight is all about being a true saint and having true religion. I hope that everyone listening on tonight was able to grab something and understand what it is that we are supposed to do as Christians and how we're supposed to be. And that's it for me, Elder Taylor. I turn this over to you at this time.
All right. Great word again, Minister Tolbert. You know, and I appreciate, like Elder Boulette said, how you came across and line up on line, precept upon precept, and how just each and every time when we get a speaker on, you know, how everybody gives their different input from what they learned and how they've learned it, and it just kind of and just shares it with us all that is listening, that has called in and tuned in. And it's just so good to get an understanding and get a learning. And we've probably read this, I don't know how many times in our walk with the Lord, you know, but it's always good to get a new perspective on what we've learned and get a new perspective, on what we've learned. So just great word, Minister Tolbert and Elder Blewett, I appreciate your input. And, Evangelist Stanton, and so we just want to thank everybody once again for tuning in tonight. And Mr. Tolbert, I'm gonna give it back to you and let you dismiss us tonight. And just on behalf of Bishop and his wife, you know, we just want to thank you all for tuning in tonight, and just giving God all the glory and all the honor, and let God be the ruler in your lives. Let Him rule your life. Let Him, you know, show you the ways and the ways to go and the ways not to go. And just have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you and the eye to see. You know, get in His presence and not, you know, always just asking Him just to come and get in yours. You know, so it's good that we do that. So, Minister Tolbert, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and dismiss us. And then I'm going to say good night to everyone dismisses us and everybody that tuned in and listened. Appreciate you. I love you. I give God glory for you. I pray that the Lord continue to move in each and every one of your lives with life, health, and strength each and every day. And our pastors, and I thank God for you. So, Mr. Tolbert, can you go ahead and dismiss us and give us our commission scripture?
Yes, sir. Definitely want to pray out and give you all the scripture. Heavenly Father, praise the Lord, want to thank you for everything that you've done on tonight. Lord, thank you for you just being in the midst on tonight, Father God. Thank you for the understanding that we received on tonight, Father. And, Lord, I just pray that someone was touched on tonight, someone got a little bit closer to you on tonight, someone understood what it is to be a Christian and what that truly means, Lord, and how to serve, how to truly be connected to you on today, Father. And we just want to say that we truly love and we thank you on today, Lord. We thank you for everything that you've done for us, every ounce of connection that you've given to us, Lord. And, Lord, we just like to uplift your name on today, Father. And we just pray for those that are affected, Lord, throughout the world, Lord, for we know that the hurricane that came to Louisiana, Lord, we don't want to forget about them, Lord, and those that are suffering on today, Father. Lord, I ask that you would touch those that are lost, those that are, you know, still need help. Lord, I'm praying that you can go where the first responders can't, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you can touch those that cannot be touched right now by anyone physically, but your presence, Lord. We know that you can heal. We know that you can change a situation all by yourself.
Yes.
For you are God, Lord, and we give you honor, Lord, for we know what you've done throughout the Bible, Lord, the different miracles that you have done throughout the Bible, Lord, that you can do those in present day time, Lord, for we've seen them done, Lord, and we ask for that on today, Lord. We ask for your protection on today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, those that are sick among the saints, Lord, whether they be afflicted with the coronavirus or anything, Lord, praying that you would just give healing unto the saints on today, Father. And these things I ask in Jesus' name, amen. And we end with our scripture, Matthew 28, verse 19 through 20. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone, and have a blessed night and a blessed rest of the week. God bless you all.